Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Intercom Broadcast Mothership Studios, please welcome a multi-platinum singer and songwriter, one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, Gavin DeGraw.
Woo! Hey.
Do you give yourself chills like you give us chills?
Oh, that's really nice of you. Oh, man, what a nice compliment.
It's really...
It's an honor to be back here, to be honest with you.
Oh,
you
we're
guys
delighted.
Have been good to me over the course of so many years. I mean, Scott Shannon has been one of my biggest advocates in the world, to be totally honest with you.
I'll tell you what, you screwed me up that one time when you brought in that when you brought that new song in, Not Over You.
Eddie Kepcree was crying.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
Thank
such
you.
A well-crafted song.
Yeah. Thanks very, very much.
You told me you wrote that with your buddy Ryan Tedder.
I did, exactly. Yeah, I was about to say that again. He's such a great songwriter, a great talent. He's really prolific, and he's always got an idea, you know, up his sleeve, and somebody I really trust with melody.
When you sit down to write a song with someone else, how does that work? Do you say, no, here's this note, it needs to go here?
It could be. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't work at all, you know?
Right.
You get in the room, you're like, all right, I got to get the hell out of here right now, you know?
Yeah. But like relationships.
Basically, yeah. Nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you.
You know, what's so weird about that is I always ask Rob Thomas about the songwriting experience.
He's great.
Also, when he did that Smooth song with Santana, all of a sudden everybody wanted to be friends with Rob Thomas because there's so many people who have had hits in the past.
Sure.
And they can't get arrested for 20 years. And they think, well, wait a minute. He got a hit for Santana. If I'm nice to him, maybe he'll write me one of those songs and sing. And he said sometimes it works. He sits down with him, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, he said if I could do it every time, he said I'd own the world. But
that's right.
Happen.
No, it doesn't always work, you know. And sometimes you think it works, and that doesn't work either. So you know what I mean?
Run that by me. Sometimes you think it works, but it doesn't work.
And then the audience tells you it doesn't work.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You go, this is what I've been working on. I'm so proud of this. Voila. And it's just, you know,
it takes off. Everybody's
it.
Playing it. And the next thing you know, you can't hear it on the radio.
That's right. That's right. That'll but, you know, you take the bad with the good.
Sure.
It's funny. Every time I think about the idea of having a hit song, and you think about all the time you put into it, and the writing process, recording process, and then the marketing, and the radio tours, and the promo, and you're hoping that it'll go. You know what I mean? And sometimes it does. Every once in a while, usually it doesn't. It really is sort of the most expensive lottery ticket going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just a dollar and a dream. It's like a couple hundred grand a few months and a dream and a whole lot of favors.
But it's a thrill when it works.
And you're looking in the sink and you see your career going round and round.
That's right. And it depends which hemisphere you're in, too. You're like, oh, it's going that way this year.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
Well, counterclockwise, I can do this.
I talked to Springsteen one time, and we did a couple of interviews with him, and he said, there's not a better feeling in the world to be somewhere else in the world when your manager calls you and says, you know that song you put out? It's going to go to the top 10.
Wow.
He said, everything's okay. I don't care if you got a pounding headache. He said, hits cure everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the craziest reward you can possibly have, because even if you're working for it, it's still a surprise when it actually is happening.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
Talking to Gavin DeGraw in the studio this morning. He's got a new friend with him. He brought Buddy in the day.
Yeah.
Buddy has been nosing around under the console here in the studio.
Yeah.
And I see him chewing from time to time, knowing that the disc jockeys leave stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. He's my road stop mutt.
Yeah.
I found him on
He's
a road
beautiful.
Trip. Isn't he beautiful?
Where were you when you found
him? Man, I was out on a trip in my RV. I was traveling across the country. Me and a good friend friend of mine had taken a road trip. I ended up in Austin, Texas for a couple of days, caught a show with Willie Nelson the night before and decided to hit the road to head back to Nashville to get there in time for Thanksgiving. And I was refueling in somewhere in Texas, Leary, Texas, in the middle of the night off the highway. And he's straight off the highway, a tractor trailer ran by. Uh-huh. I threw a chicken McNugget at him. And then I threw another one at him, and then he came over and he sat down on my foot.
He's laying on my feet.
And I took him home. Yeah, he'll keep your feet really warm.
Wait a minute. He was like a stray running around a truck stop.
He was a stray. Yeah, he was running around a truck stop. I waited there about an hour and a half, hoping somebody would come by and claim him. And
you
would have
killed you just as you're getting ready to pull out. Have you seen my dog?
How long have you had him?
That's right. I've had him since a day or two before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So and, you guys are pals now. He was
Now we're tight. Yeah, we're a couple.
He follows you.
We're a real couple.
The
he wants
best
me,
couple.
Yeah, he wants me to put a ring on it. So
you should.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. But now I try to feed him basically the dog version of health food, and he looks at me
like you lied to me when you gave me
the McNuggets, master. That's right. You duped me. You know,
typical man.
That's right.
I started. Me in.
That's right. I did all the worst things to him. I fed him a health food, and then I cut off his balls.
What did I get myself into?
There's other ways to say that, Gavin.
I kind of like it. That's right up front.
There are other ways to say that. How long have you lived in Nashville now?
I've been there on and off for about 10 years. So I got down there. Yeah,
but it's not your home, right?
Listen, New York will always be my home because I'm a New Yorker, you know.
Right.
But I live there most of the time now in Nashville, just because so much of the music business migrated there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's so much live music, and you know, I've got a lot of friends that live there now, and a lot of people have just sort of migrated there over time.
Yeah,
you know?
It's funny. People used to think that was strictly country music there, and it really
was. But it's broadened for sure.
And you also get to watch all the bridal parties.
Oh man! Oh man!
You know that's number two now in the country for bridal parties.
Oh, absolutely.
For like women.
You see 12, 13 of them, they pedal around on these bars that are mobile bars.
Right.
Where they have a sober driver.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Remember the pedals?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. It's like a traveling bar that's a bicycle.
Yeah, and everybody
they're
pedals
all sitting around
and
it.
Drinks.
My favorite part is like every 2 or 3 years, you'll see the same bachelorette is a bachelorette again having another bachelorette party.
Just for the party.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I love these things. These parties are the best.
Gavin DeGraw hanging out with us this morning. Now, you also own a bar, big, huge bar there, somebody told me.
Yeah. My brother and I, we opened one there. It's one of the biggest bar restaurants in the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's called the Nashville Underground. And right now we're 40,000 square foot. We're adding to that. It'll be 55,000 square foot.
Wow.
Yeah, we're building a bowling alley and stuff right on Broadway, right on the strip there. Because Broadway in Nashville sort of, it's almost like Mardi Gras every weekend. It's a crazy drinking town, you know?
Yeah.
My brother actually saw, he had the eyes of the future on that place, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
Kept an eyeball on it for you?
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell you. He hit me up, this is about 10 years ago, and he said, you know, let's open a bar in Nashville. And I said, nah. And he said, I found a great space on Craigslist. I said, really?
On Craigslist?
Yeah. I said, well, I'm not interested. He goes, you haven't heard the terms. And he said, $2,000 a month for a spot right on Broadway.
That's a real deal.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, so the first thing we did was we signed a 25-year lease on that storefront.
Wow.
Yeah,
good
and,
for you.
Yeah, and then
what
the market just exploded.
Performance space?
There's a performance space. You know, a bunch of bars in there and, mm-hmm. you know, a green roof. And it's like a multi-level roof deck.
Cool.
And, it's really it's been amazing.
I'll tell you what, I know two brothers that own a couple of restaurants there. And 2,000, that's what a deal that was.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's just been unbelievable what's happening there. The growth rate is amazing. And that particular street we're on, Broadway, they sell more booze per square foot than any anywhere in the United States.
I thought you were going to say cowboy hats or something. No booze.
Well, that's the funny thing about Nashville. If you see someone wearing a cowboy hat, they're a tourist.
Really? Yeah, that's not a Tennessee thing.
If they're not on stage, they're a tourist.
819. Gavin DeGraw's here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. First, John Elliott checks in with your forecast.
Well, unfortunately, we got some stormy weather out there right now, the nasty flooding, and we're going to be dealing with round two this afternoon. So pace yourself. High of 86. Could see some gusty winds and hail as well. 73 overnight. This stuff continues tonight. Not as bad tomorrow. 87, 30% chance of a storm. Then fantastic Friday into the weekend. Low 80s and low humidity as well. Right now, 75, 86 stormy degrees later today.
I'm going to get an autographed picture for you from Gavin's dog, Buddy.
We'll get
Buddy autograph because he's a big dog guy, too. He's got a little weenie dog, so tiny.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Coming up, CBS FM. Big Show on the radio for Wednesday, the 7th day of August, still to come. Wendy's Wednesday, a four-pack of tickets to see Yankees home game, and more tickets to see Jimmy Buffett in concert. You ever run into Jimmy Buffett in Nashville?
Not in Nashville. I did meet him once upon a time at I got invited to this dinner, and I looked around the room and I couldn't believe all the people in that particular room, and Jimmy Buffett was there. It was one of these crazy nights where this fella invited me to this, I don't know what the dinner was, but it was literally Jimmy Buffett, McEnroe, Barbara Streisand, Quincy Jones.
How'd you get in that?
I mean, man, they must have thought I knew somebody. Because I was like, what the hell am I doing here?
What'd they say? Yeah. Could you bring me one more drink, son?
Exactly.
I'll take another.
Okay, what do you have over there?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. You know, Jimmy Buffett was cool as could be, man, really, honestly. Just a dude.
I will tell you that I've been friends with a guy that works for him, a guy named Mac McAnally, and I think he lives in Nashville. He's a fine songwriter.
Is he related to Shane McAnally?
No, he's not related. I used to think Shane was his kid, but he's not. You don't see many guys named McAnally.
I guess that the name comes with some talent then.
Yeah.
8:31, right? Gavin DeGraw is here. He's playing the Capitol Theater in Port Chester tomorrow night. Have you ever done that place before?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Once upon a time.
Great place.
Absolutely great place.
I live about 5 minutes in there. I'll maybe come by and
see you. Man, I'd love if you came by. That would be great.
I haven't seen your play since last December.
And he wants to cry again.
I'm worse now, so you should come see that for sure.
You're worse now than you were before.
You got to see how bad it got. It really, boy, what a slow way downhill.
I go by there a lot, and they have it's an old theater, so they have the what you call it, still up there. Mm-hmm. So you can put up there.
The marquee.
Gavin DeGraw, not as good as he used to be.
Exactly.
Still okay. Right.
The What's Left of Me tour.
You know, I think you have gotten better and better. I love the grittiness of your voice.
I appreciate that.
God,
very
it
much.
Blows me away.
You know, there's a great story about that theater. It was open for a long time, and then they closed it down, and they opened it back up. But many, many legendary artists played there, including Janis Joplin.
Wow.
And that was one of the three last, the third to the last gig that she ever played.
Oh. Wow.
And the story goes, she would go out and have a cocktail, get all loosened up before the show,
right.
And she was in this bar around the corner. She come out of the Capitol Theater, you go to the left and around that corner there where the cars park. Hmm. And she was in there. She forgot she had to do the show. I guess she had one or two too many. And she sat
one or
there.
Two.
She was singing. She had written this song called Mercedes Benz.
Sure, of course.
Wow.
And she wrote that in a bar right around the corner from where you're going to be performing.
That's quite a song.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, the funny part about it, she had all the words on a napkin, and one of the roadie came in. He couldn't find her because they're ready to go on.
Mm. Right.
And she's still finishing up the song, so they get her back on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I guess my band doesn't know this song, but I have the words right here. I'm going to sing it to you without any music. And she sang the song
wow.
live right there. That was the first place that she ever did Mercedes-Benz.
And that was her third to last stop.
That's yeah. amazing.
Wow.
And she went to open the napkin and realized the roadie had blown his nose in it.
What's going on in here?
I can't read this.
That's now, the second verse.
We were talking about Gavin's got his rescue dog Buddy with him, and he goes on the tour with you now, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's, did he go on stage ever?
I haven't brought him on stage yet because I don't think he likes what I do for a living. And, because when I have a piano at my house and I'll sit down to write and play. Uh-huh. And I think it's because I get into it. And he thinks maybe I'm in pain I'm singing. And he'll come up to me and he'll get up on his hind legs and he'll pull my hands off the piano.
Wow.
And you know what he's thinking? He's thinking, you know what? You're not as good as it used to be.
Maybe you should go on tour.
He's going to take over the keyboard. Get a day job.
You better get out there while they'll still hire you.
Exactly.
Right. Gavin DeGraw.
Better than ever.
Capitol Theater tomorrow night. You got any new music coming out?
I do. Thanks for asking. I'm making a record right now. I'm making it sort of in the vein of like a Seeger record, a Seeger meets Springsteen meets Petty style record. I want to write songs that are the type of songs that inspired
again, right?
me.
Yeah,
that's it, man. That's cool. It. And I'm doing the record alone. I'm writing it alone, like my first few records were mm-hmm. written alone. I just needed to get kind of back to that
personal
that place. Yeah. I had a couple of I had kind of a hard time a couple years ago, and I lost some family members, my mom and grandma, granddad, and all that.
Yeah.
So I just needed to kind of get this material out of my system, you know?
Mm-hmm. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come by tomorrow night. I have a hat on. I'll be the guy that says, make Gavin DeGraw great again.
Wear your sunglasses because you'll be crying.
It's right. Funny, you know, sometimes I start crying up on stage, which is really weird.
I love that. You're
not very professional, is it?
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes,
not like, oh, sorry, everybody. but you know, my eyes will water up.
It's
and,
powerful,
you know, maybe I'll mispronounce something. Like, they're like, what the hell did he just say? He doesn't even know his own words.
All right. Yeah. Before you go, I remember how much fun you had last year at Blytale when with Rob. And did you know Mark Rivera? Had you met him before?
I did, yeah, many times. And Mark Rivera is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Isn't he wonderful?
He really is wonderful. By the way, Rob Thomas is also one of the greatest guys.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly.
Yeah, we're lucky.
He's truly sensational, nice nice, good, kind
he's
man.
You know what? We can't get him out of the hospital. Whenever the show's over, he wanders around the hospital for about 3 hours.
Yep.
Well, you're welcome. Put the date down, or I'll give it to Buddy. December the 20th. December 20th at Blytale Hospital. We'd love to have you if you can be there.
I appreciate that. I'll have Buddy sign something for you, or sniff something.
John, did you get your picture yet? We took a picture of Buddy for you.
What a great dog. He just sits there and takes it.
He's trying to make him great again, just like me.
That's right. That's right.
See you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, man. Just great to be here. Great to be back.
8:37. It's the big show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.